Hey there, it's Tanya Stokes, and welcome to the podcast. Oh, it's been a long time coming. We have to have this conversation, so I think the time is now. We're going to talk about hair loss as it relates to weight loss. So let's get into it. First of all, I want to welcome you to the podcast. If you are here in the beauty or barbering space, I want to thank you for joining me. And also welcome any subject that you want to discuss, or if you are interested in being in the show. If you're here because you just want to be supportive, I thank you as well. I'm sure you have a beauty or a beauty salon or hairstylist or barber that you are associated with. Please forward the podcast. Thank you very much. So I wanted to talk to you about what's going on in the world today. We have all these new weight loss medications, and listen, it's inspiring to witness so many people taking their health and their weight loss journey seriously. I think it's amazing that you are prioritizing your health and your appearance. However, it's important to address a common concern, which is hair loss. And some of the hair loss is experienced by some, let's say, rapid weight loss. So a lot of us have heard of, what is the name of the active drug? I think it's semaglutide. So semaglutide, aka Ozempic or Wegovy, or one of those weight loss / diabetic medications. Some of you have lost a lot of weight, and because of it, you've also lost a lot of hair. Now, the truth is, it's really not the medication that's causing the hair loss. It's the rapid weight loss that's causing it. Now, there's something called a hair growth cycle. Now, I'm not going to get into it right now, but when you get a minute, I want you to look up the hair growth cycle. You can Google it. And hair growth occurs in a continuous process categorized by four phases. The cycle is antigen, which is growth, catagen, which is regression, telogen, which is rest, and exogen, which is shedding. I only want to focus on telogen right now, which means rest. And then let's add another word to it. Telogen effluvium. Effluvium, say it. Effluvium. It is excessive shedding of resting or telogen hair after some metabolic stress, hormonal change, or medication. Now, telogen hair is also known as club hair due to the shape of the root. And in a normal, healthy person's scalp, about 85% are antigen hair and 15% are telogen hair. When you lose a lot of weight very quickly, you pretty much confuse your body. That is considered a stressor. Now, if you've ever had a kid, if you've ever experienced trauma, if you have ever been told that you have anxiety or high blood pressure, low blood pressure, thyroid, all of these things can cause hair loss. And at some point, telogen effluvium creeps up. But I want you to understand the process of telogen effluvium. So we know that telogen in itself means rest. Right? So when you are going through rapid weight loss, whether it is due to gastric bypass, the sleeve, some of these weight loss drugs, just like some people do the whole starvation thing where they only eat once a day, your body is like, what is going on? What is happening? Like nothing that I'm used to is happening right now. And with gastric, when you take off half of your stomach, your body is really into shock because it's used to you giving them a certain amount of food and now you're not. So you are forcing your hair into a telogen phase, which is resting. Now, here's the problem with that. It doesn't mean that the hair is never going to grow back. It will grow back. But for right now, it's protecting itself. It's not growing. If you go to a dermatologist or you go to a trichologist, they can get the microscope. I have a microscope in my salon. Sometimes when I have clients with a severe issue, before I refer them to a dermatologist or a trichologist, I will take my microscope and take a look at their scalp. And when we look at the scalp through the microscope, we could see hair follicles if the hair is going to grow back. And we know that that hair, we see it on the microscope. We know it is there. It is resting. Whatever you are going through at the time, whether it is stress, anxiety, or whatever, the hair is resting. It is not coming out. But here's the catch. The rest of the hair on your head is not at rest. So it is still going through the phase, that one phase, which is shedding, exogen, is still happening. So if you could visualize this, your hair is on this cycle, right? So we know the anagen process where it grows. It's not doing that now. It's in the telogen phase where it is resting. But you are still shedding hair. So now your hair is going to start to look thinner. It gradually starts to look thinner. Say you had a baby 2 months later, because you shock the body by having childbirth. You shock the body by going through trauma. You shock the body with this medication, this weight loss medication. You shock the body with anxiety. So you have hair that is not growing. Not that it won't ever, it's just not growing right now, but you have the rest of the hair on your head that is still going through the regular cycle, that is still shedding. So within 2 months of your traumatic experience to the body, you'll start to see hair on your pillow, hair in your brush, hair on the bathroom floor. And at this point, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's stress, you could probably learn to relax a little bit. If it's medication, you need to let your doctor know that, hey, you gave me this weight loss drug and I am now losing hair. And the body knows, the doctor knows that now your body is shocked. So he may recommend something like Nutrafol, some type of biotin. Some people have found great success with Nioxin. I'm sorry, the shampoo and conditioner Nioxin. You know, some people have found great success with that. And I do understand it, because Nioxin was designed by a dermatologist and it has a lot of stimulating properties, which is probably the best thing for you if you're trying to stimulate the nerves in that area and convince that hair to grow, to come on out, because this is a safe space, right? Which is the complete opposite of someone losing weight if they just go to the gym, you know, 3 days a week, they change their diet gradually, you know, they're just doing it. You see a difference in the two people. The person that is doing it, I guess, I hate to say the person that's going to the gym 3 days a week and they decided to change their diet and drink more water, when you see them, they tend to have a more youthful appearance. And we tend to ask questions like, girl, what are you doing? You look amazing. What are you doing? What is the secret? When actually they decided to eat better, maybe walk on a daily basis, or maybe even go to the gym or join a gym or something like that. Versus when you see someone who maybe had some cosmetic surgery or they're taking a weight loss drug that does not permit them to work out while on the drug. Because sometimes that happens. It's like an appetite suppressant and you don't have enough energy to get up and go to the gym. So you start seeing the loose skin. They tend to look a little older in the face. You know, what they see on the scale is amazing. You know, they're finally able to get into those jeans that they, you know, sometimes we buy that gift for ourselves. Like, when I lose weight, I'm going to get into these jeans or wear this dress. So they're able to do those things, but, you know, they may not feel good, or they may have aged a little over the past couple of years. I mean, I will tell you, I am never shocked when I haven't seen a person and they walk into the salon and they are half their size. I am never shocked, especially if they don't have that youthful glow. I know that you did something. And normally when they sit in a chair, it's like, hey, I came in because I've been wearing braids, but I feel like the braids are taking my hair out. And I know that it's not the braids. It's the fact that you did this quick weight loss thing. So I know you took a drug or you had a procedure done. And I work my way up to that. I never say, hey, did you have a procedure? Or, hey, are you on a weight loss drug? I never say that. You know, I go through the full consultation about the hair. And then I wrap up the consultation with, hey, listen, if you are on anything as it relates to anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, thyroid, cancer, weight loss, you know, if your doctor told you you have fibroids, all of these things causes hair loss, and it never fails. By the time we wrap this thing up, you know, I'll say all these things causes hair loss. You don't have to tell me what you're on, but if you are on any one of these things, that is the reason you are losing hair. Now, you have to keep in mind that over 85% of my clients are natural. And half of those clients are, when I say natural, I mean, there's a group of natural people that appear to be natural to the natural eye, I guess, but they have color, whether it's a lighter color or a darker color, and they're no longer considered natural according to the natural community. They're considered relaxer free. Right? So more than half of them are chemically free. So if your hair is 100% natural, how likely is it that it's a product that's taking your hair out? It is very unlikely, because now you're saying it's the shampoo, it's the conditioner, it's the treatment, you know, it's the manipulation of the hair that's causing the hair loss, and none of those things are true. Now, could it be the braids? Yes. Traction alopecia is a thing. You know, if you constantly get your hair braided too tight, if they're pulling a lot, especially on the edges, if you get the braids really long and then you keep, you know, I don't know why people do this, but it's the thing. Even the 50-year-old women are getting braids down to their butt. You know, just that tension alone can cause hair loss, but it's not going to cause hair loss all over. It's going to cause hair loss in a particular area, right? Because of the traction. But if you are experiencing hair loss all over your head, and you are half the size that you were when I saw you last, and you may be extremely tired because of the diet that you're on, could be some type of nutritional deficiency or something like that, then 9 times out of 10, if it's one of these weight loss drugs that you are on, that is the cause of hair loss. And lately I've been doing a lot of consultations, and I did a lot of them through COVID as well, where people had been with their hairstylist for 10, 15, 20 years. And then all of a sudden they're reaching out to a random person that they saw online because they're experiencing hair loss, and without actually saying that they think it's their stylist, you know, they're kind of inadvertently saying that, and I think my stylist is taking my hair out. And I'm like, yo, you're 100% natural. There's nothing happening. Now, if you came to me and said, oh, my hairstylist is burning my hair, or, you know, my hairstylist is the reason for a texture change or what we call heat damage, then I may agree with you. But if you're experiencing hair loss all over, during the time of COVID, it was the fear of COVID. It was the anxiety that people had about COVID. I blamed it on the vaccine, though. I was telling everybody, I think it's the vaccine. I blamed it on the vaccine. But internally, something was happening. A lot of it was happening internally. Like, oh my God, I might get this thing. What happens if I get this thing and I die or I get sick and I can't walk anymore? Like, people were going through that whole internal thing. And when we see them, they look amazing, but their hair is falling out. So that is stress. That is the stress. That is the telogen effluvium that I told you about earlier. The body is shocked. It's like, what is happening? Or when a lot of us got the vaccine, the body was like, what is that foreign thing that they put in my body? I don't trust it. So internally, you were stressed, which caused the hair loss. Giving birth, the same thing. Sometimes people lose the weight during pregnancy, right? And then for others, they lose the weight after childbirth. So, you know, you have the antigen phase where people are pregnant and they have all this long, beautiful hair, and that hair is sitting there and it's just sitting there. Beautiful. But as soon as you have that baby, boom, you start shedding, you shock the body, that hair goes into a resting phase, which means it is not growing, right? But the rest of your hair, the hair that should be coming out to replace the hair that you're shedding, isn't growing because it's resting. But that old hair is falling out. And that's how telogen effluvium works. And that is what's happening with a lot of people as it relates to this weight loss drug. So whether it is, I always mess the names of these drugs up, but rather it is, what is it? Rather it is Mounjaro or Wegovy or Ozempic. It's the semaglutide that's causing the stress to the body that then causes the hair loss. Now, I tend to get excited when I talk about these things. So I hope you were able to at least catch some of it. And if I could leave you with the most important thing in this podcast, and that is, any time that you decide to do something different, be it some quick weight loss challenge, whether you decide to take one of the weight loss drugs or have a procedure done. If you went to your doctor and your doctor said you have diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, if the doctor says, you know, you have a fibroid, all of these things, anxiety, if you just had a baby, if you just had a major surgery that doesn't have anything to do with weight loss, but it was a major surgery and it wasn't expected. You know what I mean? If you had major trauma in your life, when I lost my son, I lost my hair. I could even feel my skin. I could feel my skin shedding like a snake, I promise you. I could feel my lashes falling out of my eyes. If you know me, I've always had long eyelashes, never needed mascara. I could feel them falling, like my body was in such stress. I think to some people, I looked like I had it together because they said that, like, oh, you know, gosh, you look good. And I'm thinking, there's no way, but I'm not going to sit here and defend that, right? But I felt different. I saw the hair loss. And if you go back four or five years and look at my pictures, yes, I still had a short haircut, but I had a weave. And a lot of people didn't know, like I'm always wearing a weave, even when my hair is short. A lot of people didn't know that I had weave in there because I keep my hair short and most of my natural hair is exposed, but it was because my hair was thinning out really bad. And it was that trauma. It was that trauma. It was that stress. And that is the same thing you are putting your body through when you start taking a weight loss drug that's going to suppress your appetite. So if you ate these big meals several times a day, and now all of a sudden you're taking this weight loss drug and you're not hungry, you're not giving the body what it needs, or the body feels, it senses something foreign. There's something foreign in here. So you're shocking your body. So that hair, you forced your hair. Telogen is a phase that our hair will, that our hair naturally goes through. It's a natural process on the growth cycle. But when you take a weight loss drug, or when you have some type of stress-related activity in your life, you are forcing that hair into a resting stage. And then the rest of the hair is still living like normal, falling out. You know what I mean? It's not growing because you forced it into a resting stage. So then you start seeing within 2 months hair loss. But not all hope is lost. Not all hope is lost. As I said, you can always find different medications like, or supplements like Nutrafol. You know, a lot of people start taking an extra dose of iron or B12 or biotin. All these things can help you when telogen effluvium happens, or when there's some sort of shock or stress that causes your hair to enter that resting phase too soon. Okay. Now I know this could be, you know, psychological stress. It could be traumatic, you know, but if you push through and you let your hairstylist or your barber know, let your esthetician know that the reason your skin looks the way that it does could be because I'm on this new medication. Let your nail tech know the reason that your nails are brittle because you are on this medication. Don't sit there and try to make us figure out what's going on with you. Because 9 times out of 10, we already know you look completely different. Whether you have a youthful appearance or not, you look completely different. And we know that you have done something. And even if we ask you what you did and you refuse to tell us, I will never come out and ask a person like, what did you do? Oh my God, you're so thin. You look amazing. I would never do that. I always say, you look amazing. You know, when I'm not going to say, what did you do? If I say you look amazing and you say, oh yeah, girl, I changed my diet, then I'll say, oh, what diet are you on? Because I've pretty much tried them all. Keto, I've tried them all. You know, but I'm not going to ask you if I see you and you look, you're half the size you were the last time I saw you. I'm not going to ask you what you did. Because some people are really sick. You know what I mean? And it wasn't about weight loss. They're going through and they're not ready to talk about it yet. So, but just keep us in the loop at some point. Even if you just say, hey, my doctor put me on a new medication and I looked it up and it causes hair loss. And again, listen, please pay close attention, okay? If your doctor put you on a medication and you notice hair loss within the first 2 to 3 months, and you don't want to tell us what you're on, because I know you are very private, Google the medication. And this is all I want you to Google: the name of the medication, comma, hair loss. That is it. The name of the medication, comma, hair loss. And I promise you, if anybody had issues with hair loss and with this medication, It will show up. And please do not read the stuff from Tanya Stokes that's online and use that as a source. I'm not a doctor, but you'll see stuff from Mayo Clinic. You'll see stuff from WebMD. You'll see stuff from different doctors. Those are the things I want you to read. Those are legit. You could probably take that to the bank again. And if you're not going to the doctor for whatever reason, and you don't feel like yourself, say you notice you've been a little more anxious these days, or you've been sleeping a lot, or you feel like, because a lot of people don't like to say the word depressed, but at some point in our lives, we've all gone through some phase of depression. But if you feel like whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to put that feeling in Google, comma, hair loss. So if you say, I'm anxious a lot, comma, hair loss. I feel depressed, comma, hair loss. This is for the people who are not going to see a physician for whatever reason. You know, I tend to sleep a lot, comma, hair loss. You will see things like, you could have an iron deficiency, you know, you could have a B12 deficiency. You need to call a doctor about, you know, depression, because these things causes hair loss. Stress causes hair loss. Please, if you didn't hear anything else I've said to you in the last 27 minutes, I want you to remember that. Google your medication. Make sure you put hair loss in the search, or Google your symptoms and put hair loss in the search box. And a lot of what you are going through as far as hair loss is concerned is internal. The body is connected. You cannot put a drug, you cannot put food, you cannot stress, you cannot put anything into this body that is not going to cause your body to react positively or negatively. And we always know behind the chair, we know. We always know. It's so weird that you would trust us with your deepest, darkest secrets, like he cheated on me or he called me out my name, but you won't trust us with I'm taking medication for anxiety, or you won't trust us with, hey, I'm taking this new weight loss drug. Instead of that, you bounce around from salon to salon, hoping that somebody will tell you your previous stylist is the reason why. Why? Because she used shampoo, conditioner, and water? No, you know daggone well it is because of that medication that you are taking, whether you got it from the doctor or you're using your friend's medication, which I do not recommend. And in closing, I will tell you this. I was talking with a young lady, and she said something like she had sent her friend a bunch of pictures, and you know, her friend said something like, why you keep sending me pictures of other people? You know, it's like group pictures. Why you keep sending me pictures of other people? You haven't sent me any pictures of you. And I had been having issues with this young lady's hair. I met her like 6 months ago. I've been having issues with her hair, like something's with this hair, but she isn't a regular client. So, you know, I was like, okay, you know, let me just see what the deal is with this hair. But I always felt like it was something off with it. And I'm not going to go into details. But anyway, she started telling me this story because she was having an issue with this friend. And she said to the friend, what do you mean? She was texting the friend while she was in my chair. She's like, what do you mean? I was in all those pictures. So there was a long pause, and she kept checking the phone, waiting for the friend to respond. And she was like, she is tripping. I said, wait a minute. How long have y'all been friends? She says, we've been friends since kids, since we were like high school. I said, well, how is it that she didn't notice you? And she says, Tanya, I've lost over 100 pounds. Like, bam. I said, girl, all this time, she said almost 100, not over. She said, all this time I've been doing your house. I said, you don't remember me telling you but that every time I see you, you look different. But I thought, you know, because we were wearing the mask, this was during COVID. I said, and now I'm thinking, guys, there's something off with this hair. It felt funny. And she was like, yeah, it's because blah, blah, blah. I sensed it the whole time, but she was such a sensitive person. Like, she really got upset when the friend made that comment. And, you know, I tried to talk her off the ledge. I was like, look, do you remember me telling you? Da da da. That's probably why your friend didn't recognize you. So apparently even her friends didn't know. So those are the kind of things I'm telling you. Like, I have girlfriends that do all the weight loss tricks. I have girlfriends that are no strangers to going under the knife, but we talk about these things. You know what I mean? And I tell them, look, be ready for the saggy skin. Oh, my doctor said I'm not going to have saggy skin. Girl, you're going to have saggy skin because you do not go to the gym. You're just losing weight. That skin has to go somewhere. And I'm educating them, like, that's why we do strength training. When you do strength training, you know, everything is coming together so that you can balance out that skin. Otherwise, you just have space that used to be fat and all this skin. And the skin isn't just going to snap back. We're not five. Our body doesn't work that way. So you got to let people know so that we can cheer you on with every pound that you lose. I just told a family member the other day, I was like, make sure you take pictures every day. And she was like, why? I don't have time to take pictures every day. I said, if you don't take pictures every day, take pictures once a week. She says, why? I said, because you'll get to go back and see your progress. Right? Because what happens is, when you get to that point where you're maintaining your weight, you're going to be like, everybody thinks, you know, I look so different, but I don't see it. You don't see it because you haven't been journaling the process. So now you don't have a place to start at the beginning, like, oh, this was before I did da 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 da, and this is me now. So you get to see all phases, and you can see that you look completely different in the face. Which is what happened with that young lady. Her friend didn't even recognize her. Brides do it all the time. Brides go on this major weight loss thing. All their hair falls out. You know, they lose all this weight. And then they get in this beautiful wedding dress, take a picture, get married, gain all the weight back. And you go to their house and you'd be like, oh, this is a nice picture. Is this your sister? Because you didn't know them through this phase, right? This is a new friend. Is this your sister? It's like, no, that's me. You lost this much weight to get married only to gain the weight back. No judgment, but you got to understand the phase. So when you do stuff like that, you're shocking the body. And if you continue to do that, if you continue to do stuff like that, I mean, it can't be healthy. It just can't be. But anyway, I talked a lot longer than I intended. I was going to make this a video. I decided not to because I am sitting in the bed with a bonnet on my head. Yes, I did say bonnet. I was not going to go on camera like this, but I'm in the bed, about to get up and go to the gym, actually. And I wanted to go ahead and get this out because I felt like it was a topic that comes up all the time and it needed to be discussed. And, you know, I have to catch myself because I could be so dramatic. And the hair is at rest. And the hair is like, oh my God, I don't touch you. Should I come out and play? But I didn't want to do it because it's a serious topic. So take care of your body. Take care of yourself. And always let somebody in on what you're doing. We just need to know. We need to know. So God forbid if anything happens, you know, we can be here in your defense and let people know what's happening. Hey, I'm Tanya Stokes. Don't forget, if you ever want to be on the show, just email me at info@tanyastokes.com. I would love to have you as a guest. But I'll be here for you, talking about the heart stuff, talking about the hair stuff and talking about the life stuff. Hey, I'm Tanya Stokes. We'll talk soon. Remember, check out my academy, The Academy, the number four, the letter U.com, theacademyforyou.com. I'll talk with you soon. Bye.